Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hit and Run with Mike Esposito, Sunday mornings on The Score.
And we are back on Hit and Run, Father's Day edition here. Mike Esposito in for Matt Spiegel. Appreciate you joining us, leading you up to Cubs baseball this afternoon, Cubs and the Pirates later this afternoon, right here on The Score. Guests on The Score hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. And we're joined now by Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone. Insider calls are presented by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Brett is also the host of the Brett Boone podcast, featuring the most notable names in MLB and around sports every week. Brett, really appreciate your time, and thank you for making it for us here on this Father's Day.
You got it. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Just so our listening audience knows, we are pre-recording this on Saturday due to your schedule as the Rangers hitting coach. And we, again, appreciate that. But just so our listeners know, we can see each other now. We're recording this on Zoom. So I bring this out as we talk about the familial aspect of baseball. I pulled this out directly from the old personal collection.
There's Gramps.
There's Gramps. It is a 1954 Topps baseball card of Brett's grandpa, Ray Boone. And Ray had quite a year in 53, by the way. You look at the back of that card, he had 26 home runs in 53. So stuff like that, it makes me smile as a baseball fan, just the connectivity of the game throughout the generations. When I show you your Gramps baseball card from 1954, what does that mean to you?
Well, I'll tell you, Gramps was a huge part of my life, and that was my guy there. Probably my earliest influence from a baseball aspect. I spent a lot of time with him in my early years. My dad was in the minor leagues, and I was born when dad was still in college at Stanford. I think he was a senior, and then he went off to pro ball. So I spent a lot of my earlier years with my grandpa. So he was a big influence in our relationship throughout my life. You know, was kind of a special bond that we had. So, you know, you sometimes you take things for granted. And I remember Gramps, he'd have stories for me, and Ted Williams and Bob Feller, and they're better than the players today. And Gramps, you know, Randy Johnson's pretty good. And he'd laugh. Oh, come on, Bob Feller. But once they're gone, you know, you wish you like hearing those stories. I heard 100 Ted Williams stories, and he'd bring it up. I said, I'm sick of hearing about Ted Williams. And then, but you look back on it, and those are some pretty darn cool, fond memories that I have. So whenever I see Gramps, I have nothing but a smile on my face.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I know, you know, baseball fans, and this is a baseball show. We do it every Sunday here on The Score, Hit and Run. You know, baseball fans especially love those stories. And I think one of the reasons that we do is it connects us to our fathers, our grandfathers, however it works, our sons as we age. And you guys, I'm sure, you know, being a bump on a log, sitting there listening to your grandpa tell you Ted Williams stories would have been pretty fun. And not only that, I mean, I'm sure when your dad came home, too, that was pretty fun, too.
We had some interesting conversations. And, you know, like I said, when it was just that's all we knew. So it's like it wasn't a big deal sitting there talking about Ted Williams or the guys grandpa played against. That was just normal life. And then dad would come home and, you know, they'd debate the generations. And you know, my dad would go, yeah, but Steve Carlton's pretty good lefty. You know, you're talking about Bob Feller. And then, you know, and dad's talking about Mike Schmidt and Gramps is talking about guys from his generation. So the debates were unbelievable. Then I come along and I'm talking about our generation. I'm saying Barry Bonds pretty good, Gramps. And, you know, and then Aaron came along and he got to the big league. So to put it lightly, there were some pretty well debated amongst the generations as to who did it right, who was better. But in the end, it was just, you know, all we knew. And that was kind of the Boone table. It still is to this day.
Brett Boone is our guest here on Hit and Run on The Score. Insider calls brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers professional grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Brett himself, a wonderful player, 3-time All-Star, 4-time Gold Glover, long big league career, currently the hitting coach in Texas. And our producer, Sean Sears, pulled the stat that basically since your grandpa broke in, there's been a Boone either on a roster or in the major leagues somewhere. As a player, there were 17 non-playing seasons only. But outside of that, you guys have had positions all throughout the game. I have to imagine it's kind of like the family business. Instead of accountants or lawyers, you guys are just baseball players.
Yeah, that's kind of what we do. You know, dad had a long career and then he was a manager for a while. And then he was front office until about 4 years ago when he retired and was done with that. So dad was kind of in the game professionally from about 1969 to 2022. And Gramps played a long career. I think he was 47 to 59 as a player. And then he was the scout for the Boston Red Sox till the day he died. So, you know, Aaron, obviously everybody's followed Aaron's path. He went to ESPN for a while and did games. And then he's been in the Yankee dugout for the last 7 years. And, I kind of went golfing for a lot of years. And now I got a phone call from Bruce Bochy and said, Booney, how do you feel about putting a uni back on? So when that opportunity came up, you know, I couldn't pass that up for going to work for a skipper that I played for in Bruce Bochy. And I'm back in the daily grind now. It's been a minute, but I'm enjoying it. And yeah, it's kind of, you say the family business, and it really kind of is, though. It's what we do. You know, I know when I accepted this position and I went to Boston for my first series and I walked out in the dugout because, you know, when I was offered the position, it was kind of out of nowhere. And I thought, dude, is this what I want to do? You know, back and forth. And then I got to Boston that first day, walked into the dugout right before, you know, my first game as a coach. And it just kind of hit me like, of course, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is what I kind of put on this earth to do since I was a little kid. That's all I do is eat, breathe, and sleep baseball. And it's kind of what all of us do. So I'm in the right place. I'm here because this is where I'm supposed to be. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, it's a great story. And I want to get to the hitting coach part of what you're doing now a little bit later. But as we continue to talk fathers and sons and grandfathers and family bonds here on Hit and Run on Father's Day, Father's Day edition. It's funny because, you know, you mentioned you played with Bochy. I imagine, and this is where I want to go with this, you mentioned your dad who played for some of those great Philly teams in the 70s and 80s. I grew up on that. We're of similar age. I got to imagine as a kid running around that clubhouse, you guys had some fun.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I grew up and from probably age of 3 or 4, dad would take me to the ballpark and, you know, people were always asking me, who's your favorite player? I said, I don't have a favorite player. You know, I go to the ballpark. And back in those days, as you remember, it was Schmitty and Luzinski and Maddox and Trio and Pete and Lefty, Steve Carlton, Tug McGraw. So those were some awesome Philly teams. And back then, you know, they kind of had carte blanche for the kids. As long as you could prove that you could handle yourself. I had an unbelievable childhood growing up, you know, going to the ballpark with dad, putting my uniform on, shagging, and he'd always kick me out right before the game started. And I always wanted to stay in the dugout with him. And then he moved on to the Angels, and those were some great Angel teams, you know, with Don Sutton and Don Baylor and Reggie Jackson and Rod Carew, Bobby Gritch. So, you know, I was getting a little older then, so I was starting to kind of get serious about baseball. I was in high school, and so I didn't get to spend as much time with those Angels teams, but I got to be around it enough. So, yeah, you talk about childhood and once again, it wasn't anything special for me. You know, I remember in 1980 when they won the World Series, and the next day I was on the World Series float downtown Philly with millions of people around. And I thought, well, this is just kind of what we do. You know, this is what my dad does. And it wasn't a big deal to me. Looking back, you know, at when I was a kid, how special those times were. But, you know, when you're in it, you don't know what you're in. But they're definitely... I had a pretty darn special childhood, and to be honest, a pretty special life to this point. I've got to do and see a lot of things that most people don't get to see, and it's at times it's humbling. As we get older, you know, we appreciate things a little bit more. So you reflect back and you realize how special it was.
Absolutely, we're talking to Brett Boone here on Hit and Run, and when you broke in 1992, Brett, it was a big deal because here comes a third generation player, right? You were the first family to do that. Was it a lot of pressure for you? Did you feel any extra stress with that? Or was that just a, hey, you know what? I'm out there having fun and doing my best. Did your father in any way prepare you, or your grandfather prepare you?
No, for that? I didn't feel any pressure. I actually... You know, I have a great relationship, as we mentioned, with my grandpa. I have the equally good relationship with my father. So I love these guys to death, and I respect the heck out of what they've done in their career, not only as baseball players, but as human beings. But when I was in the minor leagues, and that's all I heard about was filling these shoes and first, third generation, I didn't want to hear it. You know, I was kind of like, I don't really care about gramps and dad. That's not going to get me to the big leagues. Check out my numbers here in AAA. So it was almost like... not resentful, but it was kind of like I got sick of hearing about it. I wanted to, you know, get to the big leagues and have my own career. And once you get there and then you establish yourself, all that goes away. And, it, you know, once again, now as I get older, you look back and, you know, we sometimes the things that bother us like that used to bother me in the minor leagues where they'd always want to talk about my dad and my grandfather. But once you get a little bit older and you understand that's just a part of my life. That's a part of my story. It's always going to be there. And now I look at it from more of a proud standpoint versus something that I didn't want to talk about back then. But when you're that age, when you're that, you know, when you're coming up and all you know is that, you know, your hair is on fire and all you want to do is be a big leaguer because that's all you ever wanted to do. There's enough distractions without thinking about, oh, what my dad did and what my grandfather did. But as far as from a pressure standpoint, I never felt an ounce of pressure.
And talk about, we've been talking a lot about your father and your grandfather, Brett, but then, and you mentioned it, when your brother then broke.
Aaron was very similar. Aaron was very similar to me, where I'm sure, you know, where I had to hear about being a first, third generation player, Aaron had to hear about that. And, oh yeah, and your brother's there too. So he had the demeanor though, and he had the personality where he was kind of like me. Well, that doesn't matter what Brett's doing. It doesn't matter what my father did or my grandfather. I've got to do it for me. And Aaron had that kind of outlook. I had a younger brother, Matthew, who was the highest pick out of all of us. He was a early second round pick, and he was in the minor leagues. My son just finished his minor league career, and now he's working at the commissioner's office in New York at MLB. You know, I looked at my son and I thought that, well, that's pressure. You know, fourth generation. He's got to talk about me and Aaron and dad and grandpa and his great grandpa. You know, and he, like I said, he was a good player. He decided that he's a Princeton grad though. So he decided that he's going to go on the executive side. So he's starting his career now. But yeah, it's and I talked to him. I said, listen, everybody's not going to go to the big leagues and play for 10 or 15 years or 19 years like my father did. I said, but you have a lot to give in this game. And maybe now my son Jake's going to do it from the executive side. So yeah, the baseball, the lineage continues on, even though it's probably, you know, at this stage, it's not going to be in a player capacity.
Yeah, the wheel keeps turning, as they say, Brett. And we're a few more minutes here with Brett Boone, the hitting coach of the Texas Rangers. I want to ask you twofold. So now, you know, we're older guys, right? We're similar age. You got your brother over there in the Yankee dugout. You're in the Rangers dugout with Bruce Bochy, who's been around forever. What is it like now coaching against your brother? Where you're opposite dugouts, your brother obviously with a very famous, probably the most famous franchise in the history of baseball, and they had World Series appearance last year. I mean, lots of things go into that, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, and we played a series in New York, and he got the better of us. But, you know, it was nice seeing him. It's different now that I'm in this role. I can't kind of – and as a coach, it's much different. You know, there are some things that surprised me about coaching that I didn't expect. You know, the level of emotion that you go through on wins and losses and the attachment you have to your hitters and how bad you want it for them. You live and die every at bat. So it is a different animal than being a player that you can only experience once you do coach on this side of the ledger. But it was great seeing Aaron. You know, we've always been super competitive from a team standpoint, never individual. So it was nice seeing him in New York. You know what I like about it is I can go back to hating the Yankees again because they broke my heart a few times during my career and in the postseason at that old Yankee Stadium. And, you know, I respected the hell out of those players and that crew. But, man, my heart was broken a few times. So they weren't my favorite team. You know, I forcibly in my post-career, because of Aaron's position, had to kind of keep one eye. I guess I got to pull for the Yankees now. Well, now I'm back to where I don't have to pull for the Yankees anymore. So I wish him all the best. I really am proud of the job he's done. At the same time, it's nice seeing him. It's nice having dinner with him before a series. But once that national anthem ends, I don't think of it as, oh, my brother's over there. I think of it, no, I got a job to do, get my hitters ready, and hopefully we're going to whoop his butt. And that's all the thought process is. It isn't necessarily beating my brother. It's, no, the Yankees are our opponent that week. We got to beat them, just like we got to beat the Kansas City Royals or the Anaheim Angels. It doesn't really matter. So, or I'm sorry, the LA Angels. I got to be politically correct here. So yeah, once the game starts, you know, we're competitors, but it's not a brother versus brother thing. And we're both, you know, both on the staff, but in different capacities. You know, my heading is hitting and his is skipper. So yeah, there's really not a rival or a competition. It's just big league baseball, and it's beating the other team.
Yeah. Last thing for you, Brett, and we really appreciate your time and thank you for joining us today on Hit and Run. You do the podcast, the Brett Boone podcast, with lots of great MLB content, tons of notable guests and names. So you have that. You also have, like you said, you were out golfing and doing some of the media stuff, but now you're back in the dugout. So can you talk about, doing the podcast and kind of dipping your toe into the other side of the media? You were on the interviewer side, or interviewee side, for so many years, and now you are here. You are asking the questions. And then on the hitting coach side, I mean, you obviously played for a long time, but now you're trying to pass some of that knowledge on.
Yeah, you know, from the podcast standpoint, you know, I thought it was going to be easy. I've been in front of a mic my whole life, but it is different being on this side. And man, I learned a lot, you know, and I had some really good people around me that are still on the staff of the podcast that do a heck of a job at helping me kind of maneuver this side of the microphone and the sound bites and the, hey, you're breathing too much. So I how to answer, how to ask questions, how to ask follow-up questions. And really I realized on this side is you really got to listen. You got to listen to the answer so you have a counterpoint for his point. So I learned a lot on the podcast side, had a good time with it. Right now it's still going. Definitely scaled back because this Texas Ranger is taking priority. But we still have, you know, an episode a week for the season. We'll see where it goes. You know, I have no agenda here. on what my future is going to be. I have one job to do now, and that's hopefully help in a small way get the Texas Rangers to the postseason. I know it's a very small way. I'm a background player now, like you said, passing on knowledge and from the hitting aspect. The one thing I thought about from being the hitting instructor is coming in and it wasn't, you know, turn over the table and this is the way we do it and this is how we're going to do it. No, I come in and I had to be very tactful on how I went about it. I had to learn these guys. I had to develop relationships with them. Because I might say one thing to one hitter, but I wouldn't say it to another hitter. And that's learning people and learning personalities. I think at every level, that's what it's all about, personalities and knowing the right things to say to the certain people and picking the time to say it. Sometimes mid-game isn't the right time to have a critique. Sometimes it's the next day when things are a little more, you know, there's no heat on you. Sometimes in the heat of the moment, something has to be said that might help that certain player. So I'm still learning in this. Learning personnel. I have a great staff here, a bunch of really good guys, but I also I can't go back a year and a half. You know, I'll see what I've seen for this month, but I'll be talking with a hitter about certain at bats and where he's at in his swing, and he'll be like, "Well, Booney here," and we'll go back a year and we'll have video when he had his bat on his shoulder. That's just a hypothetical, and there's a lot of success to be had there. So I don't have the backstory. That's the toughest part for me, is I only have a little more than a month experience with these guys. But it's a process. I'm way better versed than I was a month ago. And I'm sure in a month from now, I'll have a lot more insight than I do now. But it's an ongoing thing. This Texas Rangers team is a great team. We got great starting pitching. The bullpen's getting healthier. We play as good a defense as anybody, and I have to remind these guys, you were holding the World Series champion trophy a little over a year ago, and you don't just forget that. You know, off to a rough start this year on the offensive side, but in recent days, I've seen some real positive things from our lineup, and I think by the end of the year, we're going to be look a lot like the Texas Rangers from 2023 than say 2024, the beginning of 25. So I'm very, very optimistic.
Well, Brett, we really enjoyed talking with you this morning. Thanks very much for your time. Good luck going forward with Texas, and I'd love to hear the Boone family stories going back to Ted Williams and Mike Schmidt and then Barry Bonds and, I mean, Shohei Ohtani or whoever, you know, current generation.
That's right.
That'd be quite a debate.
All right. You got it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Brett. That's Odyssey MLB Insider Brett Boone. Insider calls are presented by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
The Boone family, a great history in Major League Baseball, and some of these stats are mind-blowing. There have been, since Ray Boone, Brett's grandfather, since Ray Boone started his minor league career in 1943, it's almost 80 years ago, there has been a Boone either on a roster or in a front office or as a scout pretty much the entirety of that time ever since then. And I was just laughing with Sean Sears here in the studio. The Boones collectively, Ray, Bob, Aaron, and Brett, have a .263 family batting average with 634 home runs, 3,139 RBIs, 10 All-Star games, and 11 Gold Glove Awards. Pretty cool. And I could have talked baseball and baseball history with Brett Boone all day. It was a great time. Hopefully you enjoyed it. And I have something that I know you will enjoy coming up next, and it's got a very strong baseball tie-in. A pop culture anniversary was yesterday, and it involved some of our favorite old baseball players. We'll get to that next, and then we'll get to Jed Hoyer coming up before the end of the hour, right here on Hit and Run. Espo in for Spiegel here on The Score.
I'm Keith Hernandez.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back with more Hit and Run.
No way. Too high. You said me too high.
Too high.
Not too high. Too hard, right?
First is really high. It's gone.
On 670, The Score.
Right. Now let me tell it.
No, you can't tell
you
it.
You always tell it.
All right, tell it.
I let it. You just tell it.
June 14th, 1987. Mets, Phillies. We're enjoying a beautiful afternoon in the right field stands when a crucial Hernandez error opens the door to a five-run Phillies ninth, cost the Mets the game.
Our day was ruined. There was a lot of people, you know, they're waiting by the players' parking lot. Now, we're coming down the ramp. Newman was in front of me. Hernandez was coming toward us. As he passes us, Newman turns and says, "Nice game, pretty boy." Hernandez continued past us up the ramp.
Then, a second later, something happened that changed us in a very deep and profound way from that day forward.
What was it?
He spit on us. And I screamed out, "I'm it!"
Then I turned and the spit ricocheted off him and it hit me.
Hit and Run with Mike Esposito, Sunday mornings on The Score.
Oh, always a classic. And yesterday was its pop culture anniversary. I thought we'd bring back a little of that. The famous Keith Hernandez, I believe it was a double episode of Seinfeld. But there it was. Kramer and Newman got spit on from the gravelly road, June 14th, 1987, Mets and Phillies. Oh, and then they do the JFK reenactment, and Hernandez is, of course, on the episode and tries to get with Elaine, and then Jerry has to drive him to the airport. Just a classic. But baseball fans will appreciate this. Keith Hernandez, one of the really good players of the 70s and 80s, World Series champ. He is not in the Hall of Fame, but I know he's one of those borderline really, really good players, played forever. He's got 2,000 plus hits. So the story is, I'm covering the Cubs, as I have done on and off for a number of years, And at Wrigley Field, in the press box, there's one bathroom, right? So Keith Hernandez was a Mets broadcaster for many years. And, you know, between innings, you end up in the men's room, you know, and you, whatever. You make small talk at the sink or whatever. And I'm just in there minding my business, doing my business at the urinal. And who wanders up next to me but Keith Hernandez? And I'm literally, and it's the same hair, the same mustache. You know what he looks like, right? It's Keith Hernandez. He's been on Seinfeld. And I've never talked to him. I don't know him. I don't speak to him. But in my brain, I'm just thinking, it's Keith Hernandez. And I'm not thinking about the baseball stuff. I'm thinking about the Seinfeld episode, which is about the baseball stuff.
It's just who does this guy think he is?
I'm Keith Hernandez.
That's exactly it. Oh, man, one of the random press box encounters. But I have since talked to him. He's a good guy. He's still, I believe, he's still on the Mets broadcast, Sean. I believe he is.
He is, yes.
And he's been on there forever. But, you know, some of the random things that come from baseball and, you know, the sprinkling in of pop culture. Oh, Keith Hernandez, still one of my favorite episodes. And if you don't know it, seek it out from Seinfeld. I'm sure if you type in Seinfeld and Keith Hernandez, you can find it pretty quickly. We're going to get back to actual baseball and Father's Day programming as well. As we started at the top of the show, we want to get you to call or text us your favorite Father's Day memories with your dad or with your son or with your daughter. We had a wonderful daughter text that I read earlier about a father and daughter who played softball catch at her wedding reception. And stuff like that, we love to hear. We want your Father's Day memories. Here's a good one from Deadhead Dave, who texts in, "My dad coached me from T-ball through 12 years old. He pretty much made my league organization the best in the West Burbs back in the 80s. He died in 2020. We went to Old Comiskey and Wrigley all the time. He was great. Thanks." Dave, thank you for texting that in. That is what we're looking for, and those stories are always well appreciated here on Hit and Run, and certainly by our listeners. We know that is, it's always good to hear. I know, you know, my dad was a coach in our little league for a bit, not every year, but some years we would certainly play. My grandfather and I would play together, would play wiffle ball back in the basement when, you know, you were a real little kid and he would pitch to us. My brothers and I played together. So that, that going back to your dad and your grandpa, or, you know, as you get older, your son, your daughter, we love those stories, and we'll continue to sprinkle those in on the show throughout the day today. Let's sneak a phone call in before we get to Jed Hoyer in our next segment. We go to Indiana, and Ron is on Hit and Run. Hey, Ron, good morning.
Yeah, hey, when you were talking about that Hernandez Seinfeld yes. episode, it seemed like in the back of my memory, I remembered they also did a Bill Buckner episode where they had to drop a baby from an apartment building when it was on fire. And Buckner was like the only one underneath that could catch it.
I do not remember that one, and I know I've seen most of the Seinfelds, Ron. I don't remember that. I appreciate the call. The episode, I don't remember. Was there Bill? I don't think Bill Buckner was ever on there. The Keith Hernandez one, and we didn't play the whole skit because that would have taken up far too long, but it was Keith Hernandez, and the actual spitter was not Hernandez. It was Roger McDowell on the gravelly road. So
Roger McDowell. What a reference there.
The baseball references. And I know in Jerry Seinfeld, the actual person, not the TV show character, but the actual Jerry Seinfeld is a huge Mets fan.
Big Mets
so
fan.
That's yeah. why, and they'll still flash him up on the, you know, in the suites at Mets games, and Hernandez and McDowell. And, you know, for those of us that, you know, came up and the show was on with Seinfeld, and especially those of us that love baseball, man, it was a worlds colliding, wonderful moment to get, you know, a random Roger McDowell. I'm sure most of America is like, who's Roger McDowell and who's Keith Hernandez for that matter? And we're off to the side, baseball people, and we're out there dying, right? I mean, that's hilarious. And thank you for your Seinfeld quotes coming in. The Bill Buckner was a Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I was going to say, it's a Curb Your Enthusiasm
thank you.
Episode. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it is an all-time great Seinfeld episode, you know, driving him to the airport. And no, I did, to our 219 texter, I did not strike up a conversation with Hernandez at the urinal. That would have been a Seinfeld episode, though, as he points out, Because in my head, I'm not thinking, hey, this guy played 15 or 20 years in the big leagues. You know, he was an MVP in 1979 and all that other stuff. I'm literally just thinking, you know, Seinfeld episode, Keith Hernandez, driving him to the airport, helping him move, second spitter. Oh, boy. When we come back, we'll get back to real baseball. We'll get back to your Father's Day memories as well with your dad or your son or your daughter. We want to hear them via text or via call at 312-644-6767. We've got some Jed Hoyer sound as we up the lobby to re-sign Kyle Tucker. We'll see if we have any success with that. And then at 11, a great story from Andy Martinez from Marquee. On Daniel Palencia. We'll have Andy on. We will talk about that, and we'll talk Cubs with him as well at the top of the hour. But Jed Hoyer is next. It's Mike Esposito in for Spiegs today. He'll join us later, too, by the way. It's Hit and Run here on 670 The Score.
I'm Keith Hernandez.
I hate Keith Hernandez. Hate him!
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You know, right now the focus would be on adding pitching depth. I think that would be the clear thing. And I think with the information gathering process still, I think as I've said a number of times, there's still very few teams that I think would be fully categorized as sellers. I think that for the most part right now, it's the teams that have struggled still think they can kind of get back in the race other than a handful. And so we're not quite there yet. But, you know, in the information gathering stage, you know, obviously checking in, monitoring everything.
Hit and Run with Mike Esposito, Sunday mornings on The Score.
That's Jed Hoyer, Cubs president of baseball operations, and talking about Kyle Tucker, talking about trying to acquire talent at the trade deadline. And if you look at the MLB standings, he's not wrong. Who are your sellers as of right now? We had an earlier caller who wants the Cubs to go after Chris Sale for the Braves. The Braves are 7 under .500. But I would give that some time. They won a World Series a few years ago after being under 500 close to the All-Star break. They have won three in a row. We know they have talent on that team. So let's see. The Braves may or may not be sellers. The Nationals have lost seven in a row. They are 10 under 500 sellers, I would think. The Marlins, sellers. The Pirates, who we are seeing up close and personal right now. In fact, we had a texter saying that one of the guys the Cubs should go after is Mitch Keller, who was pitching against the Cubs today. But you could figure out who the sellers are. And I don't know what you're going to find on Colorado, but they are 13 and 57, folks. That is almost impossible to do. Is it not? 13 and 57? That is a...
It's not good.
That's a 1.86 winning percentage. Put it this way, they are well off of the White Sox pace from last year when the Sox lost 121 games. To put that in perspective, the White Sox are 10 games better than the Rockies right now. How's that do you for Rockies fans? Are there Rockies fans? Do we have any of those in Chicago? I don't know. But those are your sellers in the National League. In the American League, Oakland, yeah, they'll be a seller. The Sox, I don't know what, if you're the Cubs, you're going to pick off of the Sox. And Baltimore, they're playing better of late. They're still 11 under 500. I don't know if this is a sell or not, but I mean, it remains to be seen. As Jed just said, there's a lot of guys that are not, or a lot of teams, I should say, that are not necessarily all out just yet in terms of being sellers. So we will see, but I wanted to bring up and play you some of the Jed Hoyer because we want to talk about Kyle Tucker and what a great player he has been for the Cubs this season. If you look at their stats, and you've got hit and run, Espo in for Spiegs. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You look at the Cubs' offensive stats, and Kyle Tucker, since coming into this lineup, you slot him immediately into that two-hole every single day. He's played 70 games. Only Dansby has played more at 71. PCA and Tuck have played 70. Dansby famously wants to play every day. PCA had the one day off. And in fact, it was earlier this week. And Tuck has also had only the one day off. But those guys, the three of them, play pretty much every day. PCA leads the team with a 4.1 war. We know he's an MVP candidate. We know how great he's been. 18 home runs, 57 RBIs, out of left field, right into superstardom. So that's PCA. But let's talk about Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker with a 2.8 war, an 891 OPS. He's slugging .504. He has 13 homers. He has 43 RBIs. By the time the season's over, he's going to be up near 30 and 100, as we all knew he would be when he got here. He is one of, in my opinion, Kyle Tucker is one of the 10 best offensive players in this game. And to me, and I'd love your opinion at 312-644-6767, there is absolutely zero reason why the Chicago Cubs should not do whatever they can do to re-sign Kyle Tucker. It makes logical sense for them to pay him. And yes, it's going to cost a ton of money. But this is the Chicago Cubs. Guess what they have? A lot of money. They have the money. They have the wherewithal. They're one of the teams that is able to pay a superstar salary to a player. And I think they should do that for Kyle Tucker. We've seen the effectiveness. We've seen how good the offense has been with Tucker and, of course, PCA in the lineup. But Tucker has really, in my opinion, solidified that lineup. And he plays a great right field. He's just an all-around player. And he is certainly a good guy for the youngsters like a Matt Shaw to have around and to learn from. So that is certainly, I think all Cubs fans would go for that and would like to have Tucker come along. Jed Hoyer was talking earlier this week. He had had several media availabilities, but the John Heyman stuff, Sean, is that what we're going to go to,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we've got this was Jed Hoyer on the New York Post Sports Show with John Heyman and Joel Sherman.
As a player, he's been exactly what we thought he was, which is just, he's an exceptional hitter. Like, truly, like, he's plate discipline, power, batting average. You know, he's an excellent base runner. I mean, he's just an excellent offensive player. He's been terrific for us and really changed our lineup in so many ways. Obviously, we gave up a lot to get him, and you know we love to keep him long term. You know, as far as conversations go, I keep that in house. But you know, certainly he's a player who's A, going to have options at the end of the year. But we'd love to keep him, and hopefully, in the best sales pitch you can have is a winning team and an awesome place to play. And so that'd be the hope.
Do you see no possibility of doing this All-Star break somehow, but this is a tabled until the off-season situation?
I guess, like I said, if we were having discussions, I wouldn't talk about it, but you know, I think the likelihood with any player is that deals get to the end of the year. So I was sort of saying that as the assumption that, you know, for the most part, you know, contracts that aren't to really young players get signed at the end of the year.
So there's Jed Hoyer on the New York Post podcast. And thank you, Sean, for the title there, because I had forgotten it. But it's with John Heyman and Joel Sherman. And Jed says all the right things. And I have no doubt, listen, I have no doubt that baseball-wise, he knows he wants to keep Kyle Tucker, right? I mean, come on, that is a no-brainer. Kyle Tucker is one of the best players in baseball. It's objectively true. And he has meant a huge amount to the Cubs. He's a 5-WAR player every year. You know, you play enough years, guess what? That's a Hall of Fame career. So this is a guy in his prime that the Cubs should not let go anywhere. Now, as Jed says, and it is correct, Kyle Tucker has a big say in this. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. Jed all but said he expects this to go into the offseason. He doesn't think this is something that will get done in season. I would expect the Cubs would try and float numbers at Tuck, but I would also think that, you know, Tucker and his representation know, hey, we're going to go out into the open market and we're going to get the usual suspects, Mets, Dodgers, Yankees, whoever it is that will bid on Kyle Tucker. Now, maybe Kyle Tucker has such a wonderful year on the north side of Chicago and playing at Wrigley Field every day, which is a real thing. I have talked personally to players who say there is no place like Wrigley Field to play for as a baseball player. Wrigley Field is one of the ideal playing scenarios in the game. The fan support is unbelievable. The park is unbelievable. I'm talking about for players playing it. I don't need the critiques of the ballpark, although there are certainly lots of upgrades there over the past number of years here. But in terms of players, I mean, you could play in front of 12,000 in Pittsburgh, or you could play in front of 40,000 at Wrigley Field every single day, every single night. And aside from the people who don't like cold weather, which really affects you in April and again at the end of September, Wrigley is one of the ideal venues to play. The Cubs are a national team. They are one of the standout franchises in baseball in terms of visibility and in terms of publicity, if you're the kind of guy that looks for that. Now, I don't know that Kyle Tucker, he does not seem to be Mr. Flashy, keeps to himself, does his routine, goes out and just plays every day. But I got to think that, you know, the intangibles of being a Cub and playing at Wrigley would have some effect on Kyle Tucker. We will see how much of an effect it has on Kyle Tucker, and certainly a winning season, a playoff season, and I mean, dare we dream, a World Series season would be things that might help keep Kyle Tucker here in Chicago. We shall see. Jed Hoyer has his work cut out for him. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Andy Martinez from Marquee Sports Network. Andy wrote a great piece on Cubs closer Daniel Palencia and his father and his mother also, but in his family coming to see him for the first time. It just happened recently. We'll talk to Andy next. And later this hour, it's his show, and he's going to be on the show. Matt Spiegel will join us live from the press box at Wrigley Field, where he's preparing your Cubs pregame show, Cubs and Pirates, at 12:45. It's Mike Esposito. I'm in for Spiegs here on 670 The Score.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.